Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Got the 4 o'clock hour a little bit late, but it was a very important conversation we were having about the Pizookie. The only reason I say Pizookie is for the texter who said he's going to drive off a cliff if we say the word Pizookie one more time. And it did say on the internet, I looked, it did say the Pizookie was invented by BJ's whatever.
Told you.
I'll start with the stock market report that's sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Big day on Wall Street. Dow Jones up 409 points. S&P 500 up 35 points. And the NASDAQ up 60 points. So very nice day to end the week of trading. We have a couple things that we want to play, and I'm suffering from a head cold and excuse me. There's a lot going on, but just on the text machine, here's some responses to the last segment where the Heat players told you whether they prefer cookie cake, ice cream cake, or a Pizookie. Man, this is why I love this show. Could you imagine if someone from out of town wanted some sports talk? LOL. Yep. It runs through my head every time something goes off the rails like that.
Well, I already let it go.
Somebody says, if you buy a bunch of Chips Ahoy and melt them together, is that a cookie cake? Well, we covered that in the last segment. Somebody says, I could never hear the term Pizookie again, and it would still be too soon.
Lame thing.
Somebody says, imagine twisting, dunking, licking a great cake.
Boy, that'd be your dream.
Cold Stone has the best ice cream cake. It's half cake, half ice cream. They have a few different flavors. It'll change your life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. You guys are going to make me drive off the bridge. Shut up about the cookie. We weren't talking about a cookie. We were talking about a cookie cake or a Pizookie.
Pizookie.
I never thought I'd want to hear another Tua take from Solana, but after this segment, I'll take anything. Duncan Robinson is annoying. I bet he would try to convince you that vinyl records are better than streaming, too. Yeah, those guys exist. They're the hiss and the pop. I bet Len, our boss, is one of those guys. Vinyl records.
Duncan's a talker.
Cookie cake is just pizza that the place forgot to cut. And this, my favorite text, Lieutenant Dan, ice cream.
Cake. Lieutenant Dan wouldn't have been as mad if it was ice cream cake.
Oh, my goodness. Let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
I'm just looking to my TV right now. We have First Things First on. I'm seeing Nick Wright. I don't know what they're talking about, but I did see a video that was kind of going viral on Dolphins social media the past couple days. Nick Wright doubling down on the idea that he believes Tyreek Hill wants to go back to Kansas City. Now, Tyreek kind of dispelled those rumors. He said, no, I like being in Miami. But he said, I don't care what he told the media. I believe we'll see Tyreek Hill catching passes from Patrick Mahomes at Arrowhead before his career is over.
Adam Beasley had a column in Pro Football Network.com today that said, the headline, If the Dolphins are considering trading Tyreek Hill in the next 6 months, they should do it now. Their return and his value will never be higher.
B's is true. I don't know if Nick Wright knows anything or he's just guessing, but that's true what B said.
But you think it's too early, right? Both of you say it's too early to punt on this season?
I love this team.
It's their 2-3.
And they've been missing their starting quarterback. He only played a game and a half.
And you're talking about, like, you've seen deficiencies in the Bills. I think the Bills still win the AFCs. I'm not saying that. You see what's going on with the Jets. Like, the some of them teams, well, I was saying the AFC is stacked. Like, Cincinnati's terrible. The Browns are terrible. Like, you can still – who is it? Bees or Ben Bowles? Somebody told us this week, they were like, the Dolphins will be in the wild card race. They're not going 3-14. They're going to be in the wild card race. You keep this team together, you know, guys, you know, come off injury or Bradley Chubb's coming back. And they're like, no, I'm not. I couldn't just punt on the season. This
doesn't week. Make any sense. You've gone to the playoffs 2 seasons in a row. Yes. You've started this season, again, without your starting quarterback for most of it, and you're still in contention in the AFC East. Why on earth would you punt on this season?
And let me tell you, it's high now. Like I said, I agree with B's, but it's not going from a 2 and some picks to a 7 in 3 weeks. Like, Tyreek Hill is still a very coveted athletic phenom in this world.
If they were, and I agree with you guys, by the way, but if they were at any point, whether it's this year or next year in the offseason, to decide to trade Tyreek Hill, wouldn't the Dolphins, whoever makes that decision, kind of be hinting at, okay, this window is closed. This core we put together, this unit we put together.
It wouldn't be this staff. Like Mike McDaniel would never want to trade him. And Chris Greer, it would be ridiculous. Chris Greer, like, you can't trade for him. And then all of a sudden, like, it just doesn't make any sense. If Stephen Ross were to clean house,
right,
anything's on the table. But he's not cleaning house at 2-3.
Hawk read my mind. You bring in a coach, you go out and get the best receiver in the world, you go out and build this roster. Chris Greer is a part of this. This is his creation right now. He's the cake maker of this. I say I put it back in. But this is Chris Greer. Now how could Chris Greer go to Stephen Ross and say, hey, let's blow it up? He just spent years convincing him to pay Waddle, to pay Tyreek again, to pay Tua, to go out and get these guys. Like, he convinced him this is the setup, and now he's going to say, hey, 2-3, hey, you know, let's look for 2027. I think 2027 is our year, Stephen Ross. It doesn't make sense. But to Hawk's point, if they blow it up, I can see Tyreek and him leaving. I can see them, you know, not paying Javon, not paying some of these guys coming up. But right now, this is Chris Greer's creation. If he starts releasing and trading players, he might as well just sign his – he might as well put his house on the market. He will not be in Miami.
Pro Football Focus has Javon Holland listed as the number one available free agent next year.
Yeah. Javon going to get paid.
And he will.
Yep. Jalen was going to get paid too. He got hurt again.
Yeah.
I hate that. I hate that for Jalen Phillips.
Yep.
Especially Javon, you know, this broken hand situation, it's almost like a wake-up call to him. Like, get your money now, you know, before – there's a severe injury that could impact what you're going to get, whether it's from the Dolphins or from anybody else.
Oh, he's going to get it in the offseason.
Yeah.
A couple more NFL notes, by the way. The NFL slate continues. Niners beat the Seahawks yesterday. Jaguars, Bears, bright and early in London. That'll be at 9:30 a.m. And then Bucks, Saints, Commanders are at the Ravens. Cardinals are at the Packers. Colts are at the Titans, Texans, and Patriots. Eagles are at the Browns. That's your 1 o'clock slate. Speaking of the Eagles and Browns, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith have both been cleared to play, and they're going to be active on Sunday. So the Eagles get their two best weapons back. And the Giants, I mentioned this earlier, did rule out Malik Nabers versus the Bengals. Jonathan Taylor ruled out at Tennessee for the Indianapolis Colts. Will Levis will start for the Titans in that game.
You sound like you're from London.
Do you like a bull? Tonight, Dodgers host the Padres. Game 5, NLDS. The winner advances to the National League Championship Series and will play the New York Mets. Yankees yesterday, they closed out the Royals 3-1. They'll play the winner of the Guardians and Tigers. That game will be tomorrow, Game 5. Winner will play the Yankees. That is a 1:08 p.m. first pitch.
All right.
And the Miami Heat, they host the Pelicans Sunday afternoon. First home preseason game. Tip-off will be at 3:30. The Heat play 4 games in 5 nights. They play Sunday. They play Tuesday. Wednesday, the rare back-to-back in preseason because they had to make up the game that was postponed yesterday due to Hurricane Milton. And then they'll close out their schedule, their preseason slate, next Friday, a week from today, in Memphis.
All right.
And Los Gatos did lose to the Senators last night. I know we discussed it, 3-1. They're back in action. They're at the Sabres tomorrow night, 7 p.m. in Buffalo. Hey, guys, one more quick thing. I saw Rob Maadi. He's a senior NFL insider for the AP. He tweeted out something interesting. He said, Sam Darnold probably would have been a candidate for the Comeback Player of the Year award, but the AP issued guidance to voters before the season, instructing them that, quote, the spirit of the Comeback Player of the Year award is to honor a player who has demonstrated resilience in the face of adversity by overcoming illness, physical injury, or other circumstances that led him to miss playing time the previous season. So that would essentially, those guidelines would take Sam Darnold out of even being in the race for Comeback Player of the Year. He might win MVP with the way it's trending now, but I found that interesting.
So it's a courage award. No, if your comeback means that you were down and you came back, but if he was not starting or not playing well and he became better, if you have to get injured or almost die, it's called a courage award.
Yeah.
That's right. Dumb.
I agree. All right, your weather.
Well, but if you're just bad and then you're good, that's most improved. It's not comeback player. He shouldn't win comeback player. Most improved is one thing. Comeback, like, what are you coming back from? Being bad?
Yeah, bad situation, not being believed in, being garbage.
He never should have been up for that award. For Comeback Player of the Year. Who's up
now? Because I know they gave it to that little boy, the DeMar Hamlin. He's
right.
Terrible.
It's someone who comes back from an injury or
untenable
situation.
It's a courage award. It's courageous what you did.
Well, no, coming back from injury isn't courageous.
Jalen Phillips
comes back next season and he has 12 sacks and he plays 15 games, like, that's not Comeback Player of the Year?
That's Comeback Player. Let me not say
courageous. That's what I'm saying. Like, but if somebody's bad and they get benched and they're they come back and they have a good, like, Geno Smith, most improved. He was never Comeback Player, was he?
Who were the last Comeback Players?
I don't know.
I gotta look this up. Because everybody's injured. Everybody was hurt. That's how you got to come. Is it comeback from injury?
I mean, that's what it sounds like they're saying here. Yeah, Geno Smith won it in 2022. Joe Burrow won it in 2021. That makes sense, though.
Well, he was injured, though.
Right, ACL. Alex Smith in 2020. That makes sense if you've seen pictures of his leg.
Sense. Yeah, no leg.
Andrew Luck, Tannehill.
If Geno Smith could win it, then Sam Darnold should be able to win it.
So right now, the bet on odds are Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, Sam Darnold, Justin Fields. Justin Fields, Russell Wilson.
Was injured.
They just got cut. They weren't good. Russell Wilson was terrible.
He was injured at the beginning of this season.
And he comes back from 3 games? You got it. I thought it was a big comeback. 3-game comeback?
I don't know. I'm not voting for him. Well, first of all, he's not going to win. He hasn't sniffed the field yet.
Yeah, man. I think those, you know what? I think we're all going to think. I think that little list that got sent, that's a dumb rule. But you're to the point, to Hawk's point out, most improved.
That's a totally different award.
The NFL doesn't have that, though.
Well, maybe they should consider that.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a most improved player. Oh, yeah, the Pro Football Writers of America puts out a most improved player. Last year it was Baker Mayfield, which makes sense.
See, it's so funny. There's a lid for every pot because last segment I was totally engaged. This is the worst type of radio to me. I could not be less interested in this topic, but that guy who hated the last segment is probably loving this. Oh, finally, they're talking about something interesting. I want to bash my head into my desk in front of me.
Cordarrelle Patterson, 2021.
Who?
Cordarrelle Patterson.
Cordarrelle?
Cordarrelle.
Isn't it Cordell?
Cordrail. Cordarrelle Patterson. Cordrail.
I think it's Cordell.
I get a hard, that first A is hard in my mind. Cordarrelle.
All right, your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover.
If Geno Smith won comeback player of the year and Sam Darnold's not even eligible, that is racism. Put that on the blog.
Your weather, sponsored by DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm.
Oh, just hand everything to Geno Smith. Wonder why.
Been going on for years.
Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Rain continues to come down all throughout South Florida, so drive safely. That's your weather.
All right, we have a segment for you in the next segment with Aronde Gadsden. Today, I told you at the beginning of the show, is National Sausage Pizza Day, but we had a segment with Aronde a little while back about whether a slice of pizza, a single slice, is a meal or a snack. And it's a perfect show discussion, except for the guy who wants more of this, the whatever award we're talking about. But for my taste, this is way more my speed. So a little Aronde Gadsden from the archives next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Lieutenant Dan, ice cream.
Hawk and Crowder.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dolphins rookies report to camp today. OG and Solana started the show by asking us if a meal is ever just a slice of pizza.
If a slice of pizza, OG, is considered a meal or a snack.
And what I said was, anytime you're walking with food, it's a snack. If you're walking with a slice of pizza, or if I get a burger at Lone Depot Park and I walk and eat it and I finish it before I get to my seat, I had a snack. Where do you stand on slice of pizza, meal versus snack?
Okay, so listen to me. It's summertime and I'm working on my core. I'm playing pickleball 3 nights a week. Shout out to my pickleball gang. We had pizza at pickleball last night. But first, that being said, a slice of pizza is never a meal. How is that a meal? Who eats one slice of pizza? Mm. A snack is two or less. That's a snack. You go over 2 slices of pizza, that's a meal. Period.
But, like But what if it is served to you as a meal? You go to a kid's birthday party and you're there.
Right.
And they say, everyone have a seat. We're going to have lunch. And they serve you a slice of pizza. There's no extras. They serve you a slice of pizza. They have designated that as your meal.
Ooh.
Well, that's on them. That ain't on me. When I leave, I'm getting me some more food. Like, I ain't eating one slice of pizza. Your little Caesar's pizza tastes like cardboard. No, I want three slices of pizza, and I need everything on it. I need everything on it. I mean, one slice of pizza can't be a meal. I don't care. You can give me one slice of pizza, Caesar salad, and a Coke. I'm still going to be hungry
it's
after that.
Still not a meal, even with a side dish, it's not
the
a meal.
Side.
No, that's a snack. That's a snaggy snack. You know what I mean? A snack. Yeah. No.
No,
if you get more than two, you ear it on the side of a meal.
Uh-huh.
You get three slices, that's a meal. Anything under two is not a meal. It's a snack.
But OG, size doesn't make a meal or a snack, because my point was the side dish. Size. So if you get one slice of pizza or eight slices of pizza with a Caesar salad, now you have an entree and a side. If you get a steak and some broccoli, now that's a meal. What if the steak is only 2 ounces? That's still a meal because there's a side there.
Right. And sometimes they are little tiny.
They make 2 ounce of steaks. Where they do that at?
A little kebab, OG. A little kebab.
a slider. A slider.
What about Chicago? Yes, what about like Chicago-style pizza, though? Chicago-style pizza, deep dish. Many people can eat only one slice.
A za?
Chicago za.
You asked me, man. Me. One slice of pizza. I don't care what kind of deep dish.
All right.
You know, the square kind. I need at least three to be a meal. Like, oh, boy. Hey, you want anything to eat? No, I just had some pizza. Okay, three slices of pizza. That's what that meant. Like, no way you're going to drive from the radio station all the way to your house, Hawk, and say, no, I'm full. I had one slice of pizza. Just not going to happen.
But OG, I'll tell you right now,
that's a snack.
OG, my new venture is juicing and intermittent fasting. You're not supposed to fill up. You're just supposed to satiate your hunger.
Oh, what are you supposed to do? That's an SAT word. Say it again.
Satiate.
Ooh,
that's impressive.
I'm not there yet. I'm just going to work. I'm on portion control.
Aronde,
that's all I like.
Aronde, portion control, schmortion control. This Crowder has a different thing every other week. He's a pescatarian.
He's
every fad that's out there. He buys into it. It's ridiculous. How do you say that with a straight face, Crowder? We have lived through all these ridiculous fads.
He was
Atkins. Then he was a vegan. Then he was vegetarian.
Then he was
pescatarian.
Vegan.
It was crazy. So intermittent fasting, juice box guy, juice guy.
Have you seen, not juice box. I'm not saying drink juice box. I'm saying. So you
doing the 12? You eat. See, I tried that when I was at school because all the teachers were doing it. And, oh, look at her. She lost 30 pounds. What they don't tell you is, okay, so I didn't eat after 8. So the next time I'm going to eat is going to be noon. But between noon and 8, you can eat whatever you want. All right. Well, I'm super hungry. I got 8,700 calories between 12 and 8. Didn't work. I don't know. They got to put, it's like the NIL deal. They got to put some stipulations on that intermittent fasting. They can't just tell you any old thing, man. So, I mean, I'm with you. So between the 12 and 8, you just juice.
No.
You just got to. A new juice or you Jack LaLanne or something.
OG, your window too big. Your window too big, OG. I don't eat when the sun's out. So just think about this. You're going to sleep 6-7 hours while it's dark.
Not if I'm hungry.
So now you only have 4 or 5 hours to eat. So now
you're eating one slice of pizza.
Right. I'll be at Denny's while the sun is down. I'll be eating four moons over my hammy and a Superbird.
So you only eat when the sun's down, or you only eat when the sun's up?
When the sun's down. So I fast all day. Well, I drink juice. I'll juice and drink my turmeric and my ginger. you know, different juices, healthy stuff, maybe some beet juice, maybe some elderberry. And then when the sun goes down, I eat one meal of just meat, vegetables.
And so that's probably about 7:38, and you don't eat again until tomorrow at 7:38?
Yeah, one meal a day.
Oh, that's not going
to
last long.
Yeah, I mean, we're listening to it like he's preaching it like this is his lifestyle.
If this lasts one calendar month, I remember
when he was still talking on the radio about being a vegetarian, and he would come during commercial breaks.
Last long.
And he'd be like, I just have a chicken wing, just this one chicken wing, and I'm still a vegetarian.
If you did it earlier, I was with you, man. But this is about to be football season.
No chance.
You're going to go on your little – no shot. You're going to go on your little pivot podcast. Yeah. They're going to have all type of wings in your pocket. No, not going to happen. You can't get a juicer everywhere. You can't take your juicer everywhere and get some celery stalks and smash it down in there. Nah, man, listen. I mean, it's a good try, though. I'm with you. I support you all the way, man. Go do your thing.
That's the trick, OG. Funky Buddha is liquid, too. So when I get to a game at 105, I can drink me a beer.
There's zero chance. We're going to be at Twin Peaks, I'm assuming, back in August. Next month. Mm-hmm. I think we'll be at Twin Peaks again. You're telling me you're going to walk in. Well, hey, OG, that flatbread that we like with the jalapenos on it.
Come on. They call that the hottie.
The hottie. You're telling me you're going to walk in there, Crowder. Me and OG are going to be feasting on the hottie. Before we even get our actual entree. That's a snack, by the way.
Yeah.
We're feeding on the hot. You're going to walk in and have a water with a straw, ma'am?
You know, maybe a lemon.
That little cardboard straw not going to last long anyway. Yeah. You'll be so hungry.
You know what? That cardboard straw going to last longer. It's going to last longer than this nonsense that he's doing.
Can you give me the explanation of why you're doing it?
He's a Netflix special sucker.
Oh, is this another Netflix thing? Anything they put on Netflix?
You
nailed it.
You watch Game Changers or something. Yep. Oh, I got you.
What the health? Game Changers? This intermittent fasting is blowing up. Everybody's doing it.
I saw Wesley Snipes
is doing it. Mario Van
Peebles
is doing it.
Wesley Snipes still owed tax money. You talking about people from New Jack City doing it? Come on, man.
Do you know
Adele? Two stars of New Jack City.
This is an amazing coincidence. Before the show started today, I was in the parking lot. Leroy Horde came walking down, and out of nowhere, we got into it, told me a story that he almost had to punch Wesley Snipes in the face. Either of you guys heard that story?
No.
I haven't heard it, but I listen, whatever Leroy says, I'm going with it. I'm taking the over.
Has he said that on the air, Solana? Has he shared that before?
On the golf course?
No, it was at a club. Maybe it was. Maybe it was like the 19th hole or something. But he saw Wesley Snipes just wanted to give him some dap or whatever. It's the same thing. So I told him Crowder had the same thing with Dennis Haysbert.
This dude said, have you seen Adele? That's what he said. Have you seen Adele? Yeah.
You seen Adele?
I mean, the fact that he says it, though, Aronde, with such conviction, like, it's like he believes his own BS. That's the amazing thing. You and I see right through it. Yeah.
Adele got $100 million. This Adele can do whatever she wanted to do.
She's dating Rich Paul.
After she did the thing, she can intermittent fast and it looked real good. Jessica Simpson, they got money. They probably had some work done. Now they intermittent fast. They just ain't starting from scratch.
And they only intermittent fast when People Magazine needs a story or Us Magazine. In the meantime, Crowder's sitting there flipping on the doctors on Channel 4 going, look at this new thing I got to do.
But that's the best part. Crowder had work done to his teeth, and now he's not using them. OG?
Use them chiclets, man. Come on, dog. Use them pretty chiclets, man.
OG, you ask why? once this face was upgraded, I said, you know what? I need to get an ab because I'm about to be a model. I have it on my little thing on the show. I said, I'm not a model because everybody always asks, OG, Crowder, do you model? Do you model? I'm like, no.
That's on your vision board. That's on your vision board. Yeah. Be a model.
He's got one of those, too. Anything that's on Netflix, anything that's on the Oprah channel, he's currently reading The Secret.
You try seven habits to be successful.
Yeah.
You, but you just said you want to get one ab, that's all.
I got one on top. I got one big one across the top.
5-6 years ago.
If you get one of them roller things, you know, them things with the two handles that just roll it out, you'd be straight, I think.
I mean, just ridiculous.
You don't even have to fast when the sun's up.
I saw Solana lit up, Aronde, when you said you're playing pickleball, because Solana has adopted pickleball as his sport. Do you think you could take OG?
Oh, for sure. The thing is, OG can't stay out of the kitchen.
That's crazy.
You can't stay out of the kitchen, OG.
Listen, it took me about 2.5 weeks. It took me about 17 complete days to learn to stay out of the kitchen. It did. But now, I smash it on you from behind that line all day.
Are you a dinker or are you a dunker? Because I feel like when you're supposed to dunk, you're dinking, and when you're supposed to dink, you're dunking.
No. I fall in love with the lob too much. I like the lob. Ooh. I got that finesse game. I'm a lobber. That's
what
I like.
Do you guys
like
play singles or doubles?
No, doubles. Come on.
I don't know. I don't play pickleball.
Like, Jesus. I wouldn't have to intermittent fast if I was playing singles. I'd be straight. A lot of running.
I got me one slice of pizza
if I was playing.
Yeah. You have to move a lot.
You don't move. The point is 10 feet. You have two people on a 10-foot court.
Have you played it?
44 by 22, bro. You move a lot.
Bro, you move a lot. That's why you dink and dunk. It's angles to this.
Mm-hmm. You have a...
You can't play because you're fasting. You know, you're weak. You can't even run around. Come on, Channing, come out. No, I'm fasting. I'm weak. I can't make
You guys want to play at 2 a.m.? I'll bring the snacks.
Yeah. There we go.
We sleep. Eating. You're a hoarder.
Yeah,
that's
exactly right. He's a hoarder. You and Badlands Booker up all night. You're just eating burgers and fries.
You want the pizza? No, just, I'm going to take it home. I'm going to eat it while y'all sleep, because that's when I don't intermittent fast. It's when the sun's down.
Boy, y'all going to see. I'm going to be so fine. Y'all going to be so jealous.
Now I understand why you asked if we could do the Twin Peaks broadcast starting at midnight. I go, we're not even on the air a minute. He's like, I'm hungry.
6:50.
Your wife mad because the refrigerator light keeping her up at 2:30 in the morning. You sneaking food because you're so hungry. You know if you get smaller, your head don't get bigger, though.
She yells at me all the time. Just don't bring the bag. Put it in a bowl. You're waking me up. Put it in a bowl.
Funny.
Oh, Lord.
All right.
Your head gonna be bigger if you get any smaller, man. You're going to have a big head.
Very good talking Dolphins and the running back situation in the NFL with you. We appreciate it. Let's reconvene next week, Aronde. And next week when we reconvene.
And I came in.
Next week, I guarantee you, Crowder's got new stipulations next week where he's allowed to eat on Wednesdays or Friday. Like, I guarantee you, this thing does not have the legs for a week.
You eat nothing with eyes because it saw itself dying, so it has negative energy in it.
Anything True. On Netflix. True.
I did that for Lent. Anything without a face. I did that for Lent one time.
I remember.
So yeah, you could get away, but that was 45 days, and I struggled.
But I wanted that flatbread by myself. I didn't want to have to share it with him, so I asked the girl, hey, put the jalapenos in the shape of a face, like a smiling face, and Aronde won't be able to eat it. All right, Aronde Gadsden, we got to go. See you, OG.
All right, man. Yeah, I'll take it easy.
All right, I think we covered a lot of ground. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
You smell that? You feel it?
What's that?
Hialeah.
Hock and Crowder.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.